bragging.
Edges, hello. How many of you have seen the musical Hamilton? Well, you're not going to recognize this. But this is going to be my version of a Hamilton parody. Mary had her song. This is mine. It's a rap.
Oh, who's that? I'm ready.
How does a poor Jew, nobody, son of a virgin, born in the backwater town of Bethlehem, to us a child was born, chapter 9 of Isaiah, grow up to be Messiah and our Savior? Young Mary found it scary and really quite mature. Said, I'm not married. God said, I'm not worried. Joseph, though, was very, very wary. But the angel said, go and marry Mary. Did Caesar Augustus issue decrees? He signed the orders. He didn't say please. Joe and Mary leave on a camel or a donkey. I don't know which. It doesn't matter. But a couple go on an errand. To Bethlehem, the cave at each end was the same. They had no vacancies in the window panes. Mary started to complain. She feels a labor pain. And Joseph found a stable for a topic out of anger. The word of God is shepherd by a company of angels. The son you will find is a baby in a manger. He is Lord and he's your Savior. And the world's going to know his name. What's his name, Mary? Jesus Christ of Nazareth. His name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And his birth will lead him to his death. But just you wait. Just you wait. Started in a wooden trowel, humbling beginner, ended on a wooden cross, dying for all sinners. And 3 days later, he rises up a woman. What's his name?
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
His name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And his grace and love are strong than our sin or death. And his name is
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Now, if you could
have.
God comes for and through the self-sufficient, pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps part of us, is not the door that God chooses to come into our lives. It's in our loneliness, our brokenness. God enters out of our lives by descending the steps that lead to our victory. Mary is carrying the child that is coming on Christmas Day that disrupts our self-reliance, because pride doesn't allow much room for God to enter and do the work on our inner mess. God scatters the proud, brings down the powerful, and sends the rich away empty. But Mary gives us a model for how something new can be born that leads to sinning. Mary says, "My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, because he has regarded my low estate." Not my successes, not my accomplishments. That was true for Gertrude Bohannon, Pocahontas. In 1971, there was a book that was published by the author, Elizabeth Burns. It was called The Late Liz. Only Elizabeth Burns didn't write it. That was a pseudonym. The woman's real name was Gert. Gert was the only daughter of a wealthy tycoon, but he was hostile to all religion. Still, he provided well. Financially, Gert had everything she could want. She married her college sweetheart, got divorced. She married two more times, got divorced. She had no moral grounding, no North Star, no church tradition to lean into. She had two sons but had no clue about how to raise them, and they ended up causing her all kinds of trouble. She started to drink to deal with the stress, which led to more stress, which led to more drinking. Finally, her life became completely unmanageable, and she took an overdose of sleeping pills to end her terrible agony. 8 hours later, she woke up in the ICU. A day earlier, she had been so depressed that she overdosed. Now she was in even deeper depression. Friends came to check on her, but what do you say? One of the friends finally said, in the simplest way, "Gert, have you ever considered asking God into your life to help you with all that you're up against?" And Gert got angry and shouted out, "I don't even believe that there is a God. I'm sick to death of all this religious talk. It's all just a crutch. You act as if God is some kind of a bellhop, come and carry things for you." And her friend did not get angry or defensive. She just gently said, "You know, a crutch is a wonderful help when you're crippled.
Amen.
And so is a bellhop when you have too much baggage to carry." When the conversation ended, night fell, Gert was still in the hospital, darkness came, and she said out loud, "God, I don't even know whether you exist. I have never had anything to do with you. But if you do exist, and if you can help me, please, please come. I am at the end of my rope." And in the book, she reports that at that moment, a warm light started moving toward her, and it enveloped her in a sense of love she had never experienced before. She had an overwhelming sense that her life mattered, that there was some meaningful future for her despite her past. It lasted several minutes, and when it passed, even though it was the middle of the night, she got her phone and called her business manager and said, "Bring me a Bible as quickly as you can." And he blurted out, "My God, Gert, what's happened to you?" And she said, "My God has happened to me." Mary's song is not good news for the proud, the powerful, and the rich.
because it's a matter of vulnerability. Gert was plenty rich and powerful, but she was also broken enough to let God in, find a toehold. God still whispers into the private chambers of those who are humble enough to hear. And like Mary, those who do hear respond to God's grace, ending up singing, even if we do it off key and out of rhythm. There are just some experiences in life that are so grand that song and dance are the only right response. The superhero of Christmas is Mary. And her superpowers are being humble, being faithful, and being obedient. The superhero of Christmas is Gert's friend, who dared to share hope even in the face of hostility. The superhero of Christmas is you.
Amen.
It's you. Every time you share the good news, you share hope, you share God's love, you share God's grace, you are saving a life. You are reminding people of their true identity as children of God. We don't have to have superpowers. We don't have to be able to sing or rap. All we have to do is share good news of hope, love, and grace. And that's what we do, because that's the kind of superhero people need. Thank you. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Amen.